Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's been officially announced. The Radidio station is up and running and live and raring to go, and we're just going to have some fun with some things today. Now, you notice the show's name or title is Predestination. You got a combination of two basic things in this, predestination and prophecy. And the inconvenient truth is complex and goes way back in man's history. And I'm going to tie a few little pretty bows on things that these people do not want you to hear. They do not want this known. This is stuff that quite simply anybody can find. But there's a whole bunch of things that are involved in this complex. The most dangerous thing known is when good men know and do nothing. Well, then in the show description I got, this goes to the idea that prophecy is absolute. It ain't. Destiny is your decision exactly. You're exactly where and under the conditions you have decided to be. Ooh. Ouch. Yeah. You stuck yourself in that slot. Why does anyone allow themselves to be blown all over by every breeze of arbitrary breath by the entities who use you for food? Come on now. Don't you think that you're something more than magnetic ink or a ham sandwich? God-given right of and to decide. You are the captain of your fate and the master of your destiny. Time to get busy. Well, what are we going to get busy with? Well, I think I'm going to set the tone of this with a little music. Oh, my goodness. Well, the FBI whistleblower, Kevin Shipp, outs only the tip of the iceberg. If you watch the video that I put in the link to the show, you'll see that the man has several other topics in general that can be outed at a later date. Now, tip of the iceberg. An iceberg is small above water and huge underneath. So, here we go. I've been keeping a lot of insight out of the shows. Now, there's a reason for that. I didn't want to piss too many people off. Well, I've got over it. Believe me, I did. I've seen enough recently that just torch my screws. This one will deal with info that the controllers don't want out. Just exactly that. And yeah, Alex Jones is a lot more right about the war on for your mind than most know. Most people ain't got a clue. Now, I've told you about the hidden persuaders, the horse hockey, and the advertisements, all of them, both print, video, pictorial, whatever. Now, my post of the show mentions demons. Yeah, No, I'm not playing with it. I mean that literally. Everybody's seen a demonic problem. Yeah, that's right. Remember when you was a kid and you had them nightmares? Too many people deny the fact that they are the crown of creation. You have no idea how many ETs would love to get a hold of some of our capabilities. It's unbelievable. Everyone needs to quit putting themselves in a demon's trick bag. Think about the trick bag. What's a trick bag? That's the thing that don't have no bottom. You can pull all kind of large objects out of. I mean, it's a magician's friend. Oh, well, this must be magic. Sleight of hand, maybe? Everyone, all of everybody, anybody you know needs to quit putting themselves in a demon's trick bag. And, yes, this goes into everything the naysayers puke up in order to deny everyone their rights. You've got a load of false flag problems that have been going on, directives to people who can direct crowds and all kinds of, you name it, any kind of hairy thing you might want to consider. That list of rights was stolen from our Creator. You heard me. That list of rights is stolen from our Creator and used to the personal advantage of an ET. You look it up. And you get into the variations. Check the ancient texts, not the present ones, because they ain't going to mention it. They're scared to death of even having a hint of something like that in there. They don't want the truth will kill them. It's like shining sunlight on a vampire. They have a tendency to have serious problems with that. Now, that list of rights was stolen from our Creator and used to the personal advantage of an ET. What happened was simple. In terms of presenting that list of rights and putting it into so-called laws and the technical advantages that these and there's several of them, these ETs found, they got hooked. Cocaine, heroin, there ain't nothing that matches the addictiveness of the feeling of worship. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Lied to again. about everything, maybe? Once burnt, twice wise? Why does everyone keep doing the same things and expect different results? Come on now, that's the definition of insanity, as everybody should know by now. Hold my beer and watch this. Yeah, right. My old pick-em-up can do a double back flip. Oh, my God. Please let me out first or before you do. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Well, you're in the mix. So So, we're going to have to start this in the very distant past. Yeah, there's going to be a little history lesson. You might want to pay attention to this because it covers the things that these people refuse to tell you. History Channel puts out a lot of info on aliens that is known to be false. Anybody that's in touch, anybody that has done their research or due diligence, et cetera, knows better. Those who put together the videos are not allowed to put out the truth. There you go with the controllers again. This control started around 27,000 years ago. Ooh, we're going to go back in the Wayback Machine. A conference was held in ancient Tehran, or Haran, or Ray, depending on what particular time frame you find Tehran in. The name changes. But that last one, Ray, was pronounced Ra. Ooh, Amen Ra. Ooh. That's that amen at the end of a prayer. Don't say it. Just say thanks and go on your way. It was at this meeting that the basis for all Earth belief systems was decided upon. I want you to consider that very carefully. Every last little detail, the whole bit, decided upon. Now, does that sound something or anything like the ideology that the church needed to upgrade the book we call the Bible and to decide what was or was not to be included in it? The Bible is about, 5 volumes of what you are used to in terms of the King James Version. This includes 2 critical points. 2 critical points. First and foremost, and this is something everybody gets stuck on, all of everything dealing with all belief systems is sacred. Ooh. Definition of sacred is unassailable. Now, what does unassailable mean? That means you cannot disagree with it. And then, secondarily, inviolable. That means you can't violate any premise that's found in it, no matter what it is, no matter how funky it might be, or what it tells you to do. Think those two over. Unassailable, inviolable. This is better known as absolute truth. And a lot of people have found an interesting word, and it applies to specific books in the Bible called gospel. I'm going to tell you that, watch out, that word gospel is a composite. You know, like can't for cannot, same deal. Well, what they did was they just stuck the 2 words together, no apostrophe, no nothing to let anybody have any clue. But watch out, that word gospel, and you can look this up if you want, is a composite of gods and spell. Ooh. Well, now, from my understanding and the things that I've seen and know of the book, that is a big no-no. So that means that this, and I quote this loosely, God can't be what it says it is. Now, that goes back to that 27,000 or so years ago. Iran is Persia. Persia is Babylon. Babylon is Marduk, a sky god or storm god. There's a large gap in info dealing with the time frame of before 12,000 BC. The whole actually starts around 10,500 BC. Now, anybody don't know what BC is? That's before Christ. Anybody can't stand that? That's not my problem. The problem with this is, the problem with this is individuality. Your problem with all of this is individuality, and that you are unique according to God. And I'm going to say unique. How is the question? Your fingerprints don't match nobody else's. That means you were specifically individually made. And the God and or his representative will treat you severally. That means individually or separate from the, quote, group as needs. Remember these things. Come on, this is Preacher 101. Then, in contrast to what I just stipulated before, however, and listen carefully, this is something you might want to take notes on or, refer back to it. When above the heavens did not yet exist, nor the earth below, Apsil, the freshwater ocean, was there. Ooh. The first, the begetter, and Tiamat, the saltwater sea, she who bore them all, they were mixing their waters. Think about that one. It gets worse. Tiamat may have begun as part of the cult of Nemu, a female principle of a watery creative force with equally strong connections to the underworld, which predates the appearance of Enki. Now, everybody's heard about Enki. He's supposed to be all this and all that. And you heard about Yahuwah. He came after Enki. Well, there's a history lesson you need to really look up, look towards, and really find out about. Now, there are certain things that have been left behind by the ancient builders. One of those is a certain waterway that has the 12 signs of the zodiac carved into the shore. Now, the deal with this is very simple. First of all, ain't nobody had that technology back then. Number two, and this is the neat part, there is not a mark on those walls surrounding that waterway. Not a mark. Think about it very carefully. Can we do that? Maybe. So, what do we have today? Oh, today we got games. Football, baseball. I posted that just for the fun of it. Everybody wants something. Peace? Okay. If people want peace, I'm going to tell you they're liars. Why does mainstream media continue to race bait the general public? Obviously, they don't want peace. You heard that song, Dirty Laundry? I need something for the 6 o'clock news. I need something that, is juicy. If the situation can't be race baited, and race baiting is whatever. It comes in as many forms as we got words. Then, of course, the other side has the great phobia of a thinking disorder. Get real. Each one of the fears, your base fears. Remember back when you was a little kid? Might have been 5,000 pounds of ants coming to eat you up and filling the room up with them up to your neck. Ooh. Or something that comes along a tunnel system that you're in, concrete walls, floor, and ceiling, and the door at the end of the tunnel is locked. You cannot open it. And as you hear this thing slowly coming towards you, it's putting the lights out. You're going to have to deal with an unknown in the unknown darkness. Ooh. Yeah, you wanted to get into this? Here we go. As explained by Kevin Shipp, there is a huge community of controllers. I say welcome to the cabal. Why? Well, it's not just the Intel community, and it ain't all of them. don't misunderstand that. It ain't just the intel community. It's not just our representatives. It's not just people varying offices in our government. It's not just the military. It ain't just the protesting Antifa funky monkeys that show up at their convenience whenever they decide they want to cause problems. The problem is us. I do everything I can through this show and helping people in the whole nine yards. However, I can't do it alone. It takes all of us. The title of the show deals with many assumptions and lies. The title of this show deals with many assumptions and lies. Know what you're dealing with? Do you? Have you got any idea as to what you're really dealing with? How deep this rabbit hole goes? And does the rabbit have, and does, you know, ain't much fun hunting when a rabbit's got a gun. I mean, there are dozens of creational stories. Dozens. You get them all over the place. They have some things in common, though. So you can sort of ferret out a generalization of the truth. About 8.64 billion years ago, our planet was put in place. That's right. It was towed. You ought to see the tow truck. It took about a billion years for the Earth to settle down to where it could support life. Over the following development, or incubation time, plants and animals flourished. This place turned into a grand central station of wildlife, plants, anything you can think of, birds, a whole bit. As man was introduced, it became obvious that man was at a dead-end disadvantage. And that's about 6.5 billion years ago. Because our planet was an experiment, think about this very carefully, because our planet was an experiment, no original plants or animals existed. This means that everything was alien or of alien origin, adapted to fit the parameters of the planet. We don't know, and this is a solid estimate, we don't know, but approximately 10% of all of the things that live on our planet that we share it with, 10%. We got a lot of work to do. Between that time and now, several advanced civilizations have come and gone. And I say several because I know of five, personally. One of the most ancient that still holds sway and indigenous right to title are the Inuit. Yeah. Oh, and we're finding aliens in the snowdrifts down south. Ooh. Research shows that once lush and fertile areas like known as research shows the once lush and fertile area known as the Sahara Desert was destroyed by nuclear weapons. It's been proven. You do not end up with the glassine substrata. You know, this stuff is just under the surface. In some places, it's right at. Some places, it's exposed. It varies from semi-milky clear to yellow to green in color. Covers the whole friggin' thing. Ooh, think about the explosion that was. The same is true of the Great Land Bridge between Australia, the Australian continent, and the mainland. You look at it now, it's a whole bunch of little islands, small countries, little slivers of land. The thing of this is, approximately 26,500 years ago, the timing of it is approximately 26,500, and that, you give or take, that's why I say 27, because it was about 500 years before the Great Calamity. There are few records and objects There are a few, but not many, that survived that mess. At about that time, the controller aliens came after this. The people that had been guarding the planet guarded it for quite a long time, did not see any dangers, and decided, that's cool. Eat your box lunch, let's go home. So they did, and when they did, just about as soon as they did, about 28,000 years ago, the good E.T. nasties moved in, and they were good at it. We got support of religions, and I don't mean just one. I say that plurally because there's several. We got followings, we got books, we got belief systems, all kind of stuff out of this mess. So, where are we at? Prophecy is a saying for a specific group of people, valid at the time, and is not absolute. I'm going to read it again. You got to get this right. Prophecy is a saying for a specific group of people, valid at the time, and is not absolute. There is no prophecy, none whatsoever, that is written in stone or in the absolute format known in the universe. Now, we got prophecy. Well, we must have something that goes along with that. What might that be? Destiny. Woo! Destiny is the goal each person is to attain during their lifetime. Ooh, that sounds awfully interesting, doesn't it? 1942. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm gonna be jumping on the Facebook page here in a minute and answering some questions. Now, the goal each person is to attain during their life. This usually entails being living in peace and being able to provide for oneself and others. In other words, if you've got a family, that's others. If you've got people that you happen to like that you feel deserve a little help here and there, that's others. It don't matter who. Destiny is not a goal set for you by an outside party. Never, ever does that. No. That takes away your freedom of will, the God-given right to choose, or of choice. Very simple. And everybody now is beginning to go, please, Mr. Coaster, I don't want to go. Where you been all your life? Well, nobody's told you. No person, no matter how brilliant they might be, can go further than what they've been taught. Nobody can go past what they know. You know, that's your limitation. And a lot of the times it's self-limiting. Why? Well, you didn't bother to keep looking. Too busy enjoying being young and full of whatever in order to think about what might come after or down the road a piece. Well, maybe we need to bump it up a notch. Okay. Here's the warning. Whenever something, and it could be any one of any things, whenever something comes along that causes the individual to be a certain way or to do certain things, be sure to never sacrifice yourself unless you choose to do so. Think about that. That sort of takes predestination out of the picture. Why? God says you have the freedom of will of choice. Believe or not, as you so choose. Well, then that means that he won't, or it, or the system of creation will never overstep the boundary of your freedom of will. Ever. It can't. Not if it wishes to continue to exist Yeah, the rule's kind of nasty. Now, here's the problem. All belief systems, and I mean each and every last one of them, no matter which one it might be, you can be sitting on the floor going, it don't matter. What it is this. All belief systems tell you that your superior demands you to obey. What are you supposed to obey? What gives us this? What gives us that? No, you give yourself. That still small voice. It's called a conscience. Listen to it. You're very simply listening to your thoughts, to your own thoughts. You got to know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, you're going to screw it up. If you're not happy where you're at, if you don't feel that you deserve your situation, condition, and place in life, then the question becomes, you allowed it. Deal with it? Really? Well, how about if you could change it? Would that be worth it? What you want to do is use a powerful tool. It's called envisionment. We'll get to that in a minute. I want you to definitely pay attention to this. All belief systems tell you that you're superior. Now, that can be a condition. Your superior demands you to obey. You got rules, regulations, laws, this is and that, acceptances, and a whole bit. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now you know about it. All belief systems. That means that there are no systems that are valid. Ooh, this can be an individual. The system can be an individual, an idea, or a simple mob. Now, we got mob mentality running around loose in the streets. They call them protests. You don't believe like I do, I'm going to crack your head. Now, that don't exactly sound like you're really trying to elucidate to a point and say, hey, looky here, it's like this. You're saying, thou shalt. And that is what is wrong with it. Same thing's true of the ideologies behind political parties. And that is just simply, very simply, the socially accepted way to divide people. Think about it. Think about that. And don't forget, remember, you are exactly where you decided to be. You are exactly where you decided to be. Oh, my goodness gracious. There are too many silly ways to find problems. There are too many silly ways to mess you up. Let's see. Where is it? I don't see it. That's interesting. I don't have the song I wanted to play, shucks. Well, we can do another one that gets the same thing across in the same sort of a situation. Thank you. What do you think should be done in order to put about the ideology that we need in order to get things together? I mean, it's not something that's impossible for everybody to understand. I mean, we've got we've got the military kind of scared. They're not really sure they want to get involved. How about you not being where you're at right now? Would that be worth something to you? Well, it should be. I mean, it's simple.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Where does that leave us? Well, we could be looking at all kind of fun games. What is it that scares you most? Being stuck? I mean, think about it now. Let's see if I can find that. What would you do if you were stuck, like this song says? Think about it. Like that song. It says a lot of things. Well, let's get into this. As I said, the military's running scared. Well, we're going to keep out of this stuff. We're not going to mess with it. not our place to do so. However, according to your constitutional validation as a military force, you're required to protect the people from themselves as needs. You don't like that? Well, maybe you shouldn't be in the military. Well, are you stuck? You are exactly where you decided to be. You did it to you. Anybody did it to you or for you. It is not something that is easy to define, but there are ways to circumvent it. Okay, you want to get into the hierarchy of mind control? Here we go. This is up to you. This is your little ditty in mind control. You get to do it. Not to yourself, but for yourself. Now, there's a problem with this. A big one. A real big one. How to unstick yourself is easy. I'll explain that in a minute. But the great fear, the giant monster that lives under the bed, under the shoes, in the closet, and has scared the crap out of you all your life, is very real. The great fear in all of mankind is... And this is, you get to write this down if you wish, that their wish or dream might come true. Scares the ever-loving whatever, all right, out of most people to the extent that they're afraid to try it. Well, here's what I offer, and it's very simple. Each and every person that can hear this, whether you listen to the archives or you're hearing it live right now, close your eyes. See whether or not you can get a picture of what you would like to see yourself as, both being, position, societally, the whole nine yards. I'd like to have all this without all that. No problem. It is everything that you can imagine, everything that you can envision is available. Don't forget that. Remember, God's backing a decision by all of the power of creation. You want to charge a battery? that thing will never go down. It'll never lose that charge. Why? It's an eternal charge. It goes to the very existence of things that have been here a lot longer than we have. Yeah. Let's break into the heart of the matter. You got your eyes closed? Can you see yourself becoming something more than what you are presently? Getting out of your rut? Stepping out of the slot that you put yourself in? Oh, I'm not saying that you wasn't helped. Don't misunderstand that for one second. You had all the help in the world. But you got a driving force within you. That's right, inside of you. You have two aspects, two portions of the intellect. Everybody wants to, I got an intellect that registers on a Richter scale. Yeah, that's could be true, depends on whether or not you wish for earthquakes. You want to get into this in the proper manner. Think about this. Your conscience. Okay, you can open your eyes, look around. What do you see? Okay, well, you're aware of that. Now, close your eyes again and see it in your mind. It's easy. Get a picture of a wall. You see the bookcase or whatever, pictures that are hung up, the doorway, your computer, whatever you happen to have looked at last. Does it fade? If so, then maybe it's not where you're supposed to be. A little hint. Not going to give you any more of a hint than that. Okay, so what would you like to see? I would like to see things come about where people don't have to be concerned and worry about unimportant everyday things that really don't mean anything in terms of the great scheme of life itself. Can't find my keys. Well, you had some reality training a while back. Let's do it again. The reality training is very simple. You got to think over and over and over. You remember doing math tables when you was in grade school? Over and over and over and over. I beat you over the head with it until it sunk in. Real simple. You got to beat yourself over your own head with this until it sinks in. Okay? I'm always going to put my keys tut. I'm always going to put my keys in one of three places at the most. One of those three. It can't be anywhere else. Can't be. If it goes there, it's only temporary, and I got to make sure it goes in one of those places. Then you always find your keys. You won't lose them again. Simple, okay? I burn myself if I ever try to cook. Well, maybe you should program yourself. Yeah, that's right. Program yourself to not burn yourself when you cook. It'd be so lovely to be able to run through a whole meal and not burn myself or even get my fingers too warm. Oh, that would be so lovely. Do that over and over and over and over. See yourself cooking a meal. And you can compress the time down to where you're moving at the speed of light. Back and forth, things cook at 200 times the normal rate. I mean, you know, the whole bit. Doesn't matter. Now, here's what you're doing. You are opening yourself up internally. You're not going to outside sources or forces or whatevers. You're going within. And what you're doing is, you're taking hold of the greatest driving force of you. The greatest driving force of you is your subconscious mind. That's the turkey that records everything. That is the driving force that made sure that you ended up exactly where you decided to be. But is this really where I want to be? I don't think so. Well, let's change this. You change it by reprogramming your subconscious mind. Why? Well, most people don't understand it or realize it, but the subconscious mind never stops, never turns off, runs 24/7, all the days of thy life. It makes sure that you take certain specific actions, and that could be anything from dressing a certain way, showing up at certain places. Well, you don't know why you went there, but you went anyway. And all of a sudden, things start changing. Things start happening. Things that are not possible for you to control are put right there. All you got to do is open the door and step through it, and wow, man, that was cool. Very simple. It's just as simple as the song says. There you go, man. K keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials, for it riles them to perceive that you believe that you the web they weave, and keep on thinking free. What is free thought? What is freedom? Freedom is not being subject. Okay? Even though this thing is a humongous monster, and ship covers a good portion of it, everything's controlled by this, that, and the other, and there's a big community of them. So, they can't control that factor that I just described in terms of your being able to change it. Not just them, not just the situation. Let's start with you first. What would you do if you were in a position of influence? Would you influence people to go in the right direction? What is the right direction? Well, from everything that I've been able to glean, all I understand, there is a balance. And the balance of everything must be maintained. Why? Because if it gets out of balance, you're going to find yourself having serious problems. That's like jumping off a wild mouse or something in the middle of the ride. The landing is not pleasant. All the rest of it might be really cool. You might get a real large charge out of flying through the air. It's the landing that screws it up. Okay, well, you're going to land both on your feet. In this particular scenario, when you do this, you land not only on your feet, but you can look around and you can see that you've come up 2, 3, 4 steps in that road of life. Now, I can't not and will not specifically instruct anybody in their path, not my place. It is your place. I've discovered a lot of what mine is. It's your place to discover yours. I'll shine a little light and show you that there's a path. I'll awaken you to the fact that you can walk the path. There's a big difference between knowing the path and walking it, as is stipulated in one of my favorite movies. Oh, boy. What is it that we got to do then? Well, we have to take this to the next level. Do you believe that this is not limited? I'm going to take the limitation right off the top. We're going to rip the scab right out of this one. Think in terms of rectification of the problems that we have, both societally and physically and within governance. Oink. Oh, my. When pigs fly. You ought to be glad they don't. You think pigs are bad, you ought to see what an elephant can do. Whoo! Scary. If you want to change the location of the outhouse, you're going to have to dig another pit. That is the effort required individually by each individual on their own to alter that which they have no control over, can't see, the whole nine, the whole bit, to change it. Okay, what kind of things are needed in order to do that? Okay, how about a working mind? If you can see stuff on TV and imagine what it might be like if you were in that movie or whatever you're looking at, I can hit the ball better than that. I can catch better. I can run past those fat turkeys on the football field. See what I'm saying? Think of something. It don't matter what it is. And understand that that is applicable directly to you. Not by me, but by you. Not for anything other than you. Now, when you get to a certain point, there's a unification that comes about. We are three-part beings, body, soul, spirit. Body is the physicality, the machine you walk around in. Soul is the life and character of the individual, and spirit is beyond all that. It is in direct contact with, conjunction with, and agreement with, or should be, to what you are doing or trying to accomplish. So you can have something help you. Well, what do you do beyond that? Well, it's going to take you a little bit of time to master this. It don't take very long at all. The more you do it, the better it gets, and easier it becomes, and the less effort you have to apply, and the greater you're going to get in terms of results. Happens quickly. It's rapid. It's kind of exponential. It's kind of like a Fibonacci count. 0, 1, 0, 1, 2, 0, 1, 2, 3, 0, 1, 2, 3, 5. Woo! It sounds like it's growing to me. Where do you want to get to? And how fast do you want to get there? That is the deal. All belief systems that tell you that your superior demands you to obey, it's very simple. You dump that mother. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter if you've been involved in it all your life. Dump that turkey. Seriously, dump it. You are the crown of creation. Why don't you simply accept it? You are the captain of your fate, the master of your destiny. Well, what are you fated to? Spending the rest of your life, work, sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat, like little Mr. Machine, Mr. Slotted Entity? How about the thought police? Oh, they're going to try to tell you this, that, and the other thing. What happens if they forget? Now, think about that very carefully. It's easy to get them to forget. It really is. Okay, let's take it to the next dimension. If you want to see changes societally, and I'm not talking about adversely, I'm talking about something that is edificational. Ooh, there's a nice $2. That's probably a $5 collegiate word. An edifice is something that is built to build up. That's basically what the definition is, very basically. The Old Testament's for edification. That's that same thing as an edifice or a building up and learning. The New Testament is supposed to be, and I say supposed to be when it ain't. Why? Well, nobody teaches it the way it's supposed to be taught. It's there for your learning in application. I'm giving you learning and application that you would only get, and only maybe, if you were at the cardinal level in the Vatican. Or Monsignor in another church form. An adept or master. Ascended masters. Okay, well, dude, you got a problem. If you're talking to me, and this is the problem, you didn't ascend to go nowhere. Oops. I mean, you want to get to the reality, you got to apply reality. What is the reality? You are exactly where you decided to be. Well, if you're stuck, then you got to unstick yourself. How do you do that? Envisionment is the word. You get a picture of changes. Now, here's the interesting part. It may not be what you envision. It might be something different than that, but a whole lot better all the way around. Now, the ideology of the 25th century is that each and every individual will be looked at upon what they like to do, their talents and experiences, and put into the capability of doing what they like. Now, that's something you like for the rest of your life or as long as you wish to do it, and maybe you can go to other things. I mean, you know, it's not limited. Think about that. How do you think they build the Star Trek ships? How many welders you got to have to do that? I mean, you know, super technicians. Now, you want to get into the fun part of it? Think about a glassine shield that both exists and does not. Controls certain portions of things and not others, and allows interactive harmonics to cause the excitement necessary to be the catalyst to cause a warp drive to work. Ooh, I just described the internal portions of a warp engine. Yeah, oh boy, yeah. We know, there are some of us who know this stuff. Forward, backward, inside, and out. What does it take for you? This is the question. To get over the fear of your wish or your dream coming true. What does that take? Talk it over with your significant other. See how well your dreams fit together. They should mesh pretty well. Yeah, I'd like that to be fun. Let's do it. Once you decide that you are going to, each needs to reinforce the other. When you get the same envisionment, then you got a partnership, true, full, complete partnership. Now, the intertwining of the individual energies also is a part of that. You'll be led to that. It's sort of a cosmic kiss, for want of a better description. And once entwined, a whole bunch of the little fun and games problems just vaporize. They're not even, they don't even come up. How about that in your life? Do you deal with a whole large load of horse hockey? I deal with the general public and they're all insane. Really? Then maybe offering a little alteration in that poor desperate soul's life might be the ticket. Always being happy, bubbly, enjoyable, fun. That's the life of the party. And no, you don't got to drink. You don't have to imbibe drugs, and you do not have to be anything other than yourself. What is your true self? You got to look into these things in depth. Most true selves of people are very simple. Generally, and this is true of everybody that I've looked into, they're nice, peaceable, and fun-loving. Where do we got to go with that? Well, how far do you want to get in what you're seeking? That will determine whether or not you apply yourself in the beginning, and it will also give you the successes. Now, you ain't going to get this all at once. Don't make that mistake. No, this is not the entitlement disease everybody's got. This is something you get to put some effort into, and the more effort you put into it over a short period of time, the better the results are, and they all build on each other. One and one is two. Two and two is four. Four and four is eight. Oh, boy, we can just climb right up. Yes, you can. So how do you go about what you really think should be? Well, now, ever hear a screeching kid? I have a tendency to mess that all up. I've met him in grocery stores and just about anywhere you can think of. And I just act like I accidentally come across him and go, really? And they turn away from me and screech. Tap him on the foot. They pull their foot back. I said, no, wait a minute. I didn't hurt your foot. And they're still looking at me like, I don't know who you are. I don't know you from Adam, man. I said, well, you know, and I look him over, and you ain't bleeding nowhere. And they're not sure what to do about that. By this time, mom or dad or whoever has them generally is watching. But in the process of talking to them, they kind of forgot to screech. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't silence golden? You got their attention. Oh, what do they want? Is it that they are demanding, overbearing, little bratty thingamabobs that need to be dealt with? Well, how about an intelligent approach? They call it being proactive. How about a proactive approach to the obvious divides in the manner in which our country should be? Ooh. How many of them college kids do you think should come out of college to get a job? You think? Really? Liberal arts is not applicable most places. Really, honestly, it ain't. You get to go to management school. That's another 18 months. Well, the arts are important. Yes, they are important. Everybody should have some liberal arts. Everybody should have some conservative arts. Oh, you don't never hear that. A conservative arts degree? What in, on earth? Ooh, that sounds like it's got to be something wrong with it. There ain't nothing wrong with it. It gives you the balance between extremes of both sides. You come out somewhere in the middle going, I don't want all that, and I don't want all that, so I got to be right around in here somewhere. And we got this silent majority out there. And the silence is deafening. You guys, if you want to be able to keep what you got, whether it's silence, not having to worry about nothing, or whatever, you're going to have to get your stuff together. And by that I mean, you're going to have to suck it up and become a part of the solution instead of being one of these good people that never does nothing. Well, my goodness, what you know, what does it take? Well, I'd say the sounds of silence are written on a subway wall somewhere.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Of a neon light, split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said you do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you, but my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing in the well of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. Sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall. The tenement hall whispered the sound of silence.
I played that for all the middle managements out there that don't seem to want to do nothing, be a good man and stand up for something. Well, let's do this. I usually give homework assignments. How about try putting things together? I've explained to you how to control your destiny. Yeah, that's right. You can decide exactly where you want to be instead of where you're at. You do not have to be stuck. Not anymore. What is it that you need to do? Very simply, physician, heal thyself. Well, I'm not doing that bad. I've decided to concentrate on exactly what it stipulates that I should do. Now, it's your turn. Heal yourself. I put myself into the public eye for varying reasons, okay? You got the great pool or community, CIA, FBI, NSA, controlling Wall Street, controlling the bank, doing this, doing that. And yet, of our own free will, we have chosen to use Facebook and Google. And guess what? Those two entities now control 85% or more of the information available. Great Googly Woogly. Mercy, sweet sakes. Think about that one. You want to get into classified information? Well, that's very simple. How about we declassify this? There's been some warnings that our president has received about his actions from varying entities that have the power to cause him serious problems. Okay, here you go, Mr. President Trump. You want to be able to answer these things in such a manner that it will cause them to self-destruct? If so, get in touch. Your representative can set up an appointment. That's fine. If need be, I can drive to D.C. If need be, you can come down here and we can really be, you can actually enjoy some true, honest to God freedom for a change. You just don't tell anybody you're going. Just disappear. I love that one. And there's been a few presidents that have done just exactly that. Teddy Roosevelt was great at it. He takes his woodsy self and go off in a gaga land and everybody go, where did he go? Where did he go? My God, we got to find him. He needs protection. He's got to have us out there. You want the classified information? Well, quite simply, the Department of Defense is afraid of what the people might do in terms of turning against them specifically. Well, it's too late, DOD. It's too late, generals. They already turned against you. When did they do that? Any form of enforcement of the laws of the land, specifically our Constitution and other things, is now verboten, to coin a German term, forbidden, better known in English. We need to rectify that. Well, let's see here now. What would be the best way? Mr. Sessions, you've been taking it and taking it and taking it. How about we give some back? You know, want to know exactly how? Correct application? I suggest a meeting between Trump, Mr. Sessions, Chief of the Joint Chiefs, and myself. I have some information that you guys ain't got. How's that happen? Well, you guys lost the power of Operation Looking Glass. You can no longer see into the future like you used to. Oh, you've got prognosticators. You've got people that make estimates and guesses and all this other happy crap, but you ain't got nobody that can really see it. I can. I know what the outcome of certain actions are going to be before I take them. I got caught big time several times in terms of things of that nature. It ain't happening no more. Why? Well, pretty simple. When you recognize a disease and you treat it, usually, you can defeat it. I have defeated most of that. Now, there are people in a variety of different places, at a variety of different levels, that I hold in high regard. There are also people that ain't doing what needs to be done. Now, we also have a whole lot of things that are going on that the cabal, the community, the controllers, whatever you want to call them, is not aware of, and that I will not mention. Simply so they can't guess and get an idea, oh, maybe I can jump on him over here or I can get him over there. I'll catch him with their pants down and we'll just show everything off to the whole world. I'll get a snapshot. There are a lot of places and a lot of people that are being taken care of. I'm not saying that the DOJ is not doing some of the job. However, there's about a half a dozen specific actions that can be taken. It's going to have the blessing of both Joint Chiefs and the President. However, it can be done. Not nice. Oh, you think they're screeching now? Wait until you take these three actions. There's three actions that need to be taken. I'll get into that. It culminates in about two dozen willy boogers for everybody and their mother-in-law. The thing that I see that is critical right now is for everybody to rosin up their bow and play their fiddle hard so that they can defeat this devilish problem. Well, how about this one? Now, you've been hearing this, but you haven't heard you haven't correlated it to the song yet. And the one line that sticks out most, how can anybody be right if everybody's wrong? Think about it. Oh, come on. There we go.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. You better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
See what's going on? Do you understand what's happening? Did you understand the history lesson? I hope you did. I hope you got something out of this show. I do believe that everybody needs to do what I have suggested. If you don't, you're going to be stuck. You are exactly where you decided to be. Is that where you want? Is that what you're after? And then the great fear in all of mankind is that their wish or dream might come true. Really? Maybe you should suck it up and say, I don't think so. I'm more than that. At least I think I must be. And the voice comes back and says, there you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials, for it riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave, and keep on thinking free. All right, put the cold one down, get your butt off the comfy couch, go out there, and get her done.